first question, how fast does life change? A lot of the, we have to, in order to answer that question, it would be nice to know how much time there has been between ourselves and Noah. Certainly if you take the genealogies that are given in Genesis 5 and 11 and add up the years, then you're going to have Noah going back 2,000 years as kind of a minimum age. If you believe that there are gaps in the genealogy, it has been argued all the way back in 1890 that there are gaps in the genealogies, and really we can't use them for the antiquity of man, then man may be tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of years old. Even if we're talking about a few hundred thousand years, it does not appear that species or animals can change that quickly, such that we would have, let's say, some archetype kind of beetles that would be on the ark and later give rise to all sorts of other kinds of beetles that we see now. It appears that change in speciation simply cannot happen that that quickly. Now, in terms of your second question, which I forgot.
Marsupials are...
marsupials. Yes, I would explain that. I would explain a lot of the differentiation that has happened in terms of various living systems on isolated areas as continental drifts. At one time, Australia, or Australia, and New Zealand, and Southeast Asia were part of one unit. And that has split up over the course of a couple hundred million years. And during that time, you've had isolation. And with an isolated area, over the course of a few million years, then you can get differences that can occur in animals and plants.
Expanse of
time, right. Right.
Now, with your work at Denton, you may want to say something along those lines. So,
the rate at which a new species forms is roughly figured to be in the thousands of years, 1,000 to 10,000 or more. Mm-hmm. So to get that much diversity in beetles, that's just given a number of biologists to get species. What time scale are you talking
about? So one new species every 8,000 years, perhaps.
Yeah. That'd be pushing it.
Yeah, so if you take a minimum age of let's say a few thousand years of Noah, you're only getting a handful of different species.